And we welcome you to TFO Partners Field at Lenda and Glenda Hills Stadium in Hillsdale, Michigan, where the Hillsdale Chargers are about to take on the Malone Pioneers in the second game today. It's the second game of a doubleheader. The Chargers took down the Malone Pioneers last game, and to tell us more about that game, we'll go to Graham Kaufman to give us the preview.
Thanks, Thomas. Game one was a pitcher's duel for sure. Junior Tommy McLean for the Chargers pitched a complete game on 104 pitches, giving up just one run on an RBI groundout in the sixth. And for the Pioneers, Jackson Phelps also threw 7 1/3 solid innings before the Chargers knocked him out in the bottom of the eighth. That is Malone's 12th loss in a row, so they will be looking to bounce back, but the Chargers sent Drew Olsen to the mound in game two, looking to continue their dominance.
That's right. We're just about to get started here in Hillsdale. This is the second of a four-game set. Well, the Chargers are looking to bring their record up to even, at least in conference play. Right now, the Chargers, as we enter mid-April, they're looking at an 8-9 conference record. So what's at stake today? Well, if the Chargers win today, they get an even record against GMAC teams. That's what's at stake today as Drew Olsen takes the rubber for the Hillsdale Chargers. And coming to the plate for the Malone Pioneers to lead them off is the second baseman, number 29, Devin Brown. We're ready to go here in Hillsdale. Here's the first pitch. First pitch is a bunt down the third baseline, foul. So we'll start with an 0-1 count. It's a beautiful day here in Hillsdale. Absolutely gorgeous. It's about 60 degrees. There's very little wind. The American flag out in right center is just barely flapping in the wind. Won't be much of an impact on today's game. Here's the 0-1 to Brown. That's a strike in there. Olsen off to a good start. The 0-2 count. Olsen deals just outside, not giving him anything to hit there on the first pitch.
Chargers are showing a pretty straight up defensive arrangement right now.
And that's ball two. So now we come to a 2-2 count. Olsen making quick work on the mound, not taking much time. Here's the 2-2. Foul ball up into the netting on the first base side.
Danny Passanalt shaded over towards right field.
Here's the 2-2. Strike three. He got him swinging. A big cut from Devin Brown for the Pioneers, but the cut missed, and that's the first out for the Chargers. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, J.C. Munoz, for the Malone Pioneers. So the Chargers off to a quick start. Here's the Chargers infield for you. Over at third base, we've got Rocco Tenuta. Over at second base, we've got Tyler Turner. Over at first base, we've got Will Shannon. And in the shortstop hole, we've got Aaron Jasek. The first pitch to Munoz is a fastball outside. 1-0 count. Olsen deals from the windup. It's a swinging strike. Now we bring the count to 1-1. So the top of the first here in the second of a four-game set, second game of a doubleheader. The pitch, high fastball outside, just missed. And now that brings us to a 2-1 count.
So far it looks like Olsen is trying to throw outside to most of these hitters.
Yeah, trying to keep it away from them. The pitch, fouled back. And that brings the count to 2-2. So here in the top of the first, the Chargers are up in their first out with one out, a 2-2 count with Drew Olsen on the mound. He looks in. He winds up the pitch. Fly ball deep into left field. Now he's going back. He'll make the play. Easy out. Play by Zach Kent out in left field. And now the Chargers have two outs in the top of the first. Drew Olsen so far making quick work of the Pioneers as the first baseman Filippi for the Malone Pioneers will come to the plate.
Looking to build off the momentum from game one, how big would it be to get a 1-2-3 first inning here?
That really would. So the first pitch, it's a strike down the middle. Filippi watches that one go by. Olsen leads the team The 0-1 foul ball up and to the right on the first base side. That'll bring the count to 0-2. Again, Olsen making quick work of the Pioneers so far. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball way outside, out in the other batter's box. A chase there would have been really something, but instead the count is 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, just off the corner. That'll bring us to a 2-2 count. The 2-2 pitch is way outside again. That's three far outside pitches for the right-hander from Carmel, Indiana. And here comes the 3-2 pitch. Two outs, 3-2 count here in the top of the first. The 3-2 fouled high fly ball down to the bullpen on the right side. It's out of the ballpark. So we'll bring us back to another 3-2 pitch. 3-2 count on Filippi. Olsen deals. High fly ball to center field. Coming to right center is the center fielder. He'll make the play. An easy play for Ailman. For Passanol. And that's the first inning for the Chargers. So we'll bring you back to the... That's the end of the top of the first. We'll bring you back here for more Charger baseball. You're listening on Radio Free Hillsdale, WRFH 101.7 FM. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and today I'm going to talk about numbers. You might be thinking, I'm not a mathematician, but I assure you that you'll be forced to describe your heroine's 19 cats and 23 golden roses somewhere in your story. Or maybe you won't, but the question remains, is 22 one word or two? What about 103? I'll be drawing from the Chicago Manual of Style. Rules vary by guide, but Chicago is a broadly useful standard. There are three rules for writing numbers. Number one, hyphenate numbers like 94 and 63. Number two, write out all numbers below 100 as full words. Number three, for any numbers 100 or above, use numerals. If you get talking about something astronomically large, like 400 billion, trillion, gazillion, make a judgment call. Or better yet, use scientific notation. That's your Grammar Minute on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're entering the bottom of the first. The Chargers made quick work of the Malone Pioneers. Our right-hander from Carmel, Indiana, Drew Olsen, took down the Pioneers lineup 1-2-3. Brown, Munoz, and Filippi went down easy. And so now we come to the Charger lineup. Starting off for the Chargers will be the third baseman, Rocco Tenuta, the catcher, Will Millard, and the first baseman, Will Shannon. So, Graham, easy work for the Chargers here in the first inning. What are we looking at for Hillsdale right now?
You know, Thomas, like I said, I think it's all about carrying the momentum over from game one. In a game where pitching was so critical, you want to continue that success. And obviously, now that they are facing a different pitcher other than Phelps, they'd like to score a few more runs here in the second game. And Tenuta's the perfect guy to get it going. He is second highest on the team with a .314 batting average. From Bartlett, Illinois, he's a freshman, and he will be looking to get things going for the Chargers.
There we go. A freshman to start us off here in Hillsdale. Bottom of the first, the Chargers will start off their hitting in a scoreless ball game. And so the pitch from Rawlison fouled back. Up and out over the grandstand. We'll start with an 0-1 count.
Malone is shifting Tenuta towards the left center gap a little bit.
The 0-1 pitch to Tenuta. Just low over the plate. And that'll bring us to a 1-1 count. So the right-hander for the Malone Pioneers, Jacob Rollison. He's a sophomore out of Green, Ohio. That's a strike down the middle. Tenuta watches that one go by, and that'll bring us to a 1-2 count. So we'll have a 1-2 pitch to Tenuta. Rollison deals. Chopper down the third base line. It's just going to be foul as the third baseman, Diaz, will pick it up just outside of the foul line. So we'll come back to a 1-2 count after that foul ball. Here's some things to note on Rollison. He's pitched only seven innings this year. Excuse me, he's pitched much more than seven innings. He's pitched 28 innings. ZRA right now is, ground ball down the first baseline. Fielded by Philippi, and he'll step on the bag for the first out. So Tenuta goes down, but that'll bring up Will Millard, the catcher.
Millard got off to a little bit of a slow start offensively this year, but recently he's gotten his average up to 295, hitting 438 in the month of April so far with a 1.188 OPS. So he is really turning things on at the right time here for the Chargers. Let's see if he can start something.
So the first pitch to Millard. Fastball low over the plate, and that'll be a 1-0 count.
Hillsdale won the first game 3-1 here on Alumni Day.
Here comes the second, the 1-0. That ball's just high, and so Millard watches those first two go by. So here we are in the bottom of the first. It's a scoreless ball game. The 2-0. Line drive into center field. It'll be a base hit, bouncing before the center fielder Ehrman. And Millard is Hillsdale's first base runner of the ball game. So that'll bring up the first baseman, Will Shannon, for Hillsdale. He's got a base runner with one out. He'll see what he can do.
Shannon comes in on a real hot streak here, Thomas. He was the GMAC Player of the Week last week after his performance in the Lake Erie series.
Here's the first pitch. That's a strike down the middle.
He went 8 for 13 and drew 6 walks. So he's been an on-base machine lately.
Well, let's see what he can do here. One out with Millard on first here in the bottom of the first inning. Rollison will set and check the runner and deal just outside. It'll be a 1-1. So the Chargers here in their second game of four here against Malone this weekend. Second game of today. Here's the 1-1. Swing, strike. And Shannon looking to do damage, but misses the pitch there. So now brings him to a 1-2 count with one out. Millard on first. Rollison looks and deals. Foul ball back into the backstop. Now we're back to 1-2 again. Rollison looks in. Millard with a healthy leadoff first base. Rollison checks him and deals. Outside fastball. And that brings us to 2-2. So with a 2-2 count, Rollison checks the runner. He's on his mind. And the 2-2 pitch inside. Oh. Catcher checks the runner but does not throw. Millard diving back into first. You can tell the Millard is on the mind of the Hillsdale Chargers right now. Rollison keeps looking over. The catcher, Ryan, just faked him out there. The 2-2 pitch. 3-2 pitch. Outside, ball four. That'll be a walk for the Chargers. They'll give him two base runners here in the bottom of the first with one out.
Man,
and the designated hitter, Jeff Landis, coming to the plate.
When you get a guy like Shannon that's been on such a hot streak lately, you know, you get teams that don't even want to pitch to him. So, you know, they were all over, inside, outside, anywhere but down the middle.
That's right. You could really tell Rollison did not want to give Shannon anything to hit here. So here comes Landis to the plate. Checks the runner and deals. Outside fastball. It'll be a ball. And start off with a 1-0 count against Landis. Well, Millard is certainly on Rollison's mind here. Rollison just stepped off the rubber just to look at Millard. He sets and delivers the 1-0. Swing, strike. And Landis misses that breaking ball. He was way out in front of that one.
He was, and a lot of times with these bigger power hitters, you'll see pitchers going to breaking balls earlier in the count. Don't want to throw him a fastball.
The 1-1 pitch. Swing, strike by Landis. That's two swings. That brings him to 1-2 count. So with one out, The Chargers have runners on first and second here in the bottom of the first. Rollison takes the sign, sets, and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Landis lets that one go by. It looked like he might have wanted it, but he saw it outside. The base umpire says no swing. So Landis now has an even count at 2-2.
Man, they've got him shifted so far to the right side. Look at that third baseman.
And the shortstop, Baum, playing right behind the second base bag. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Foul back into the screen near us. We're back to a 2-2 count here. Landis is a dangerous hitter to have here at the plate with a runner in scoring position and another on first.
He had the double RBI double in the bottom of the eighth in the last game to put the Chargers up by two, give a little insurance run.
Rollison deals, fastball up and away. That's a ball. It'll be a 3-2 pitch. Now, Rollison doesn't want to walk another batter after walking Shannon, who's on first right now. I think he's trying to put something in the zone, but Landis is a dangerous hitter. Rollison deals 3-2. High fly ball out into left field. The left fielder is under it. Floor will make the catch and throw it into the shortstop. Runners stay where they are. So that's two outs for Rollison. He'll now face Zach Kent for the Chargers, the Chargers left fielder. So with the runners on first and second and two outs, here comes Hillsdale's batter Kent to the plate. Rollison looks in. Runners on first and second with two outs. Rollison sets and delivers. Strike one out on the outside corner. Kent is not so sure about that one. He's looking back at the home plate umpire, asking where that pitch was. Umpire assures him it was in the zone. So now Kent faces no one count against the right-hander Rollison. Rollison deals. Outside again. He was trying to go back to the same pitch, but that one missed the zone. So now he sits here with an even 1-1 count with two outs, runners on first and second.
7-1 lead in the sixth inning, get away. Pioneer second baseman is deep on the grass out there.
Third pitch is outside. It's going to be a 2-1 count. That's right. The second baseman, Brown, is way out there, out on the grass. He's a couple steps out to the grass, too. Not even playing on the line. Perhaps they're playing the shift here. So here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Kent. He was taking a big hack.
Kent's been a go-to late-inning sub for the Chargers so far this year. Interesting to see him getting the start out in left field, maybe giving Joe Hardenberg a rest day.
Hardenberg on the bench to start today's game. So the 2-2 pitch from Rollison. Fouled back out over our heads. And now we'll be back to a 2-2 count. So Zach Kent batting 269 this year. He's got 7 RBIs.
He's been hot so far in April, though, hitting 333.
He deals to the hot hitter, and it hits Kent. He'll take that one. The Chargers assure him they've got ice as he loads the bases on a hit-by-pitch, bringing up the right fielder, Jacob Sully, to see if he can bring in some outs and some runs here with two outs in the bottom of the first inning.
This is a dangerous situation for the Pioneers already in the first inning. Sully is tied for the team lead with 6 home runs. He hits for power without sacrificing too much contact, .284 batting average. So it would be really nice for the Chargers if he could put one in play here.
Rollison deals the 0-0. It's a strike down the middle. Sully looking out, bat in the air. Rollison looks in. He sets. Base is loaded. Two outs. The 0-1. Foul back. And now we're to a quick 0-2 count here with two outs. Base is loaded for the Chargers here. Two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Rollison looks in. Sully looks out. Rollison sets. He delivers the 0-2, and it hits Sully. It hits Sully in the upper back. That's the second hit by pitch this inning after Kent got on base. That'll bring a run for the Chargers. It's 1-0 Hillsdale in the bottom of the first inning. So an unconventional way to score your first run of the game. A hit by Millard. A walk for Shannon. Landis gets out. And then Kent gets on with a hit by... Sully on with a hit by pitch to load the bases. And then a hit by pitch brings in the first run. Now we bring up the center fielder, Danny Pasinal. Pitch outside. So with two outs here, bases loaded. Rollison looks in. Pasinal ready. The 1-0. That's high for ball two.
It's a little rare to see a walk and two hit by pitches in the first inning. I wonder what's going through Rollison's mind right now.
Probably, I want to get out of here. The 2-0 pitch, line down the first base line, but foul into the bullpen. That one could have been two runs for the Chargers, but instead it's a foul ball that brings us to a 2-1 count with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Ducks on the pond for the Chargers. Pasinal at the plate, the center fielder. Rollison looks in. Nobody holding runners here. 2-1 pitch. That's inside and low. Ball three. We could see the second walk of the inning after two hit-by-pitches, bringing the second run for the Chargers.
Still no action in Malone's bullpen. Maybe we'll see some in a minute.
3-1 pitch. Outside. Ball four. That's two runs for the Chargers as Pasinal takes the ball outside. Two hit-by-pitches. Two walks. One hit for the Chargers. And they've already got two runs here in the bottom of the first. And the Malone coach will walk out to see what he can do. As Graham mentioned, no action in the Malone bullpen. This isn't going to be a pitching change. It's at least going to be a talk. You wonder what they're talking about right now.
Sometimes as a pitcher going out there in the first inning, you just need to calm your nerves a little bit, throw some strikes, get a couple guys out, and the momentum builds, but it can be really difficult in the first inning to walk a bunch of guys. So Rollison needs to get on a roll here if he wants this to be any longer than a few innings of an outing.
Now, it's hard to tell if Rollison can't find the zone or if he's too scared to throw pitches in the zone for the Hillsdale hitters. But we've got two outs here as Aaron Jasek comes to the plate. He'll take the first pitch for a strike. Base is loaded for the Chargers. Here they lead 2-0 in the bottom of the first. Two outs. Jasek looking out. The freshman. Rollison deals. Jasek checks his swing. The appeal to the base umpire. He did not go. And it'll be a 1-1 count on Jasek.
Jasek is another guy that's been having his best month so far in April, so looking to keep that going. His batting average is also more than 100 points higher at home than it is away.
The 1-1 cut on and miss by Jasek.
Playing well at home.
Now we've got a 1-2 count on the freshman. The Chargers lead 2-0. Two outs. Base is loaded. Rollison looks in. He deals the 1-2. Jasek checks his swing again. Ball low and outside. A clear eye by Jasek. That's two checked swings that bring the count to 2-2. Rollison looks in, takes the sign, sets. He delivers the 2-2. Outside in the other batter's box. Rollison finding it difficult to close the deal. He's had plenty of two-out hitters here, but instead he's got two walks, two hit-by-pitches in this first inning. And now with bases loaded, two outs, 3-2. The pitch. Runners go. Foul back. And we'll go back and bring us back to a 3-2 count again.
If Jasek manages to put one in a gap or down the line here, that's an easy three runs with these runners in motion.
good to observe. Runners will go here. Two outs. The Chargers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. J6 sets. The 3-2 pitch. Runners go. That's strike three called by the home plate umpire. Jacek thought he could see another one go by, but instead, that's the end of the Chargers' unconventional rally here in the bottom of the first inning. So the Chargers get 2 runs on 2 walks and 2 hit-by-pitches. They lead 2-0. We'll go back to Charger baseball. You're listening here on Radio Free Hillsdale, WRFH 101.7 FM. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Today we talk about baseball's first appearance on the radio. The first radio broadcast of a Major League Baseball game took place on August 5th, 1921, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the Pittsburgh Pirates took on the Philadelphia Phillies at home at Forbes Field. Harold Arlen, a local radio personality, gave a play-by-play of the game via the Pittsburgh radio station KDKA. He sat in a ground-level box seat, using a converted telephone as a microphone, and less than ideal equipment to get the game on the airways. In the end, the Pirates beat the Phillies 8-5, but the game had more impact on baseball as a whole, as radio made baseball more accessible to the American people. More people began to follow the sport, and it took a deeper hold in American culture. Baseball on the radio grew quickly, and by the late 1930s, almost every MLB team was broadcasting each game, although in most scenarios, broadcasters would work remotely and react to each game via telegram. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
So we come back to Hillsdale, Michigan, where the Chargers lead 2-0 as we enter the top of the second. It's the second of a 4-game set and the second of a doubleheader today for the Chargers. They won the first game 3-1 after McLean went the full distance, giving up only 1 run. So now we'll come to the first batter for the Pioneers. The pitch from Olson is up for ball one.
Olson worked very quickly in the first inning. We'll see if he keeps up the tempo here.
Chopper over to the first base side. It'll be just foul. It trickles just past the first base bag. It's picked up by the Chargers. But the first baseman, Shannon, lets that one sit and cook for a little bit and eventually made its way into foul territory. So we'll have a 1-1 count. Olson deals the 1-1. Foul ball out of the ballpark to the first base side. Olson working quickly here. The pitch clock barely ticks down to about 6 seconds in. 1-2 pitch outside for ball two.
Two balls, two strikes.
The pitch to Ryan. Fouled down the first base side again. That's 3 pitches that Ryan has fouled off to the first base side. He's a bit late here. You wonder if Olson will try to blow by him or give him an off speed. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded chopper to the second baseman. He'll flip it to the first baseman, Shannon, and that'll be the first out for the Chargers. An easy ground ball play.
Good play by Turner there. Got to read the hops. Can be a little tricky, but he caught it right at the top of the hop. Allowed him to just keep his momentum going and flip it over towards first base. Easy out for the Chargers.
And that'll bring up the center fielder, Jake Allman. First pitch, just outside for ball one.
Olson's pitching with a lot of confidence right now. He's already surpassed his innings.
The 1-0 pitch lined up the middle. It's a base hit to center field. That'll be the first hit for the Pioneers, their first base runner. And that'll bring up the floor, the left fielder, for the Pioneers. One out here in the top of the second inning.
Now coming to the plate for Malone, the left fielder number 53, Zach Floor.
Base runner on first, one out. Olson sets. He picks off. And Aylman easily gets back to the bag. We'll do it again. No count. Olson delivers. First pitch is a strike down the middle. Floor watches that one go by. So the Chargers lead 2-0. Another pickoff, easily back in the bag. Another pickoff. They're worried about that runner. But Allman makes it back to the bag easily.
Olsen tells him, I know you're over there, pal.
Olsen sets again. And the pitch. Low. One ball, one strike.
One ball, one strike, one out.
Top of the second here in Hillsdale. If you're just joining us, the Chargers lead 2-0. The 1-1 pitch, grounded to the shortstop hole, fielded by the shortstop, flipped to second, he's got him. What a play by the shortstop, Jacek. The freshman makes a gold glove play.
It's a beautiful play by Jacek. He's played a stellar shortstop this season. Only 2 errors in 27 games that he's played out there, and he looks so smooth.
Number 11 for the Pioneers, Cole.
Not an easy play, but he made it look easy. Jacek went to his right, fielded the ball in the backhand, and threw it off balance to the second baseman. So we got two outs. The first pitch to Malley is outside, ball one. So with a runner on first with two outs, the pickoff to first, easily back on the bag. The runner floor might have been two steps off the bag, not even. He got back standing up.
Two outs,
runner on first. The 1-0 pitch, it's a swing and a miss by Malley. So a 1-1 count on Malley with two outs here. Olsen looking to make more quick work of the Pioneer offense. The pickoff back is inconsequential. Floor was barely two steps off the bag. So he's trying to keep him honest, but barely a lead from Malley. The pitch from Olsen. Line drive into right field. It'll be an easy play for Sully. He'll make third out of the inning. So there we go. The top of the second inning is another quick one. Olsen makes easy work of the Malone Pioneers. The Chargers lead 2-0. As we go to the bottom of the second, we'll be back soon. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
You're listening to What's in a Name. So this particular Michigan City's name at first look has a fairly simple origin story. It's a bit more complicated than it first seems. The name Detroit comes from a French word that means straight, like a body of water, which in turn comes from the city's positioning around the Detroit River. The river comes from Lake Erie, one of the five Great Lakes. The city still remains as one of the oldest and most important cities in the Midwest. So the name comes from French settlements in the early 18th century, which was roughly 300 years ago. The land itself has been populated for over 11,000 years by many different peoples, including the Iroquois and the Huron. Rich in resources, it was highly contested, and after many battles, ultimately ended up within the United States, first as a territory and then as part of the state of Michigan. It has since earned the nickname of the Motor City due to its history with Henry Ford. This has been What's in a Name. My name is Megan Pidcock, and you're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're entering the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Charger Baseball, coming to you from TFL Partners Field at Lenda and Glendale Stadium. It's a good start for the Chargers. They lead 2-0, and they've been getting on base on the Malone pitcher, Jacob Rollison. Graham, what do we see over in the Malone bullpen?
Yeah, Thomas, in between innings, a whole group of Malone players made their way down towards the bullpen. Some of them were just staying loose, but it looks like a few guys are getting loose.
First pitch from Rollison is
getting
ball
loose
on the outside.
In the bullpen, so after Rollison's rough first inning, looks like they might already have some action out there.
The 1-0 pitch shot right back up the middle, fielded by the second baseman. The throw to first, it's not in time. Tyler Turner, the second baseman for Hillsdale, will make it on base easily. Almost an amazing play by the second baseman, Brown, for the Malone Pioneers. He was all the way past second base, fielded the ball on a sliding play, got up, planted his feet, tried to make the throw to first, but it was just a step too late. So that'll bring up the top of the order for the Chargers. Rocco Sinuda, the third baseman, looks up. Rollison looks in. He checks the runner. He deals. First pitch is a strike. Sinuda watches that one go by.
Freshman from Bartlett, Illinois,
St.
Francis High School.
The 0-1 pitch from Rollison. It's a strike. And that'll bring us to an 0-2 count as Tannehill watches two strikes go by. Tyler Turner takes an easy lead off of first base. Rollison deals the 0-2, grounded to the second base hole. He flips to the shortstop, out of second, on to first. It's a double play for the Malone Pioneers, and they'll start this top of the second, the bottom of the second, much more easily than they started the first with two outs.
Beautiful turn by the shortstop there.
A 4-6-3 double play for the Malone Pioneers. That brings up the second hitter for the Chargers, the catcher, Will Millard.
Millard, a freshman from O'Fallon, Illinois, looking to get things going here for the Chargers with two outs.
Rollison deals. It's a high fly ball into left field. The left fielder is under it. He'll make the play out there in left center. So a quick inning for Rollison, much more easy than his first. At the end of two innings, the Chargers lead 2-0. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll be back after this.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. In 1620, the Mayflower dropped anchor at a place called Plymouth Rock, where its passengers founded one of the earliest successful English colonies in North America and the first permanent colony in all of New England. Originally named New Plymouth, that settlement today is the modern town of Plymouth, Massachusetts. Unlike the entrepreneurs who founded Jamestown and other settlements, the citizens of Plymouth had fled religious persecution and sought only a land where they could practice their faith openly and without fear of reprisals. However, the Pilgrims, as they were known, are probably best remembered for their celebration of the holiday we know as Thanksgiving. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan, where the Chargers are taking on the Malone Pioneers. As we enter the top of the third inning, the Chargers lead 2-0 over Malone. And Malone's next hitter will be Diaz, the third baseman. He'll come to the plate. He's the seven-hole hitter for the Pioneers. Olson making quick work. Drew Olson, the Hillsdale pitcher. He's given up no runs in two innings. His first pitch to Diaz is low and outside. Ball one.
Now batting number three, the third baseman for the Pioneers.
Apologies. Diaz is the eighth-hole hitter in the Malone lineup. The 1-0 pitch. Grounded to the second baseman. He'll flip it easily to first. Easy play by Turner as he throws it to Shannon for the first Charger out of the inning. So the Chargers lead 2-0 in the top of the third inning as the nine-hole hitter, Baum, will come up for Malone. He bunts and fouls it back into the backstop.
This Chargers infield has looked incredibly solid so far this game and this whole season. Definitely one of their strengths.
Tenuta at third, Jacek at short, Turner at second, Shannon at first. The 0-1 pitch to Baum. Low and outside, that's a ball. One ball, one strike for Olson. He's given up only one hit. Strike, he catches the outside corner, and it's a 1-2 count as Olson looks down at his possible second out. Olson deals the 1-2 outside. He misses. It'll bring us to a 2-2 count.
Millard trying to help out his pitcher there with a nice little frame job. He's an excellent framer, but unable to get that call.
The 2-2 pitch grounded to the shortstop, Jacek. He'll throw it over to first. It's the second out for the Chargers as Jacek makes the easy ground ball play. It'll bring us to the top of the order for Malone. Devin Brown, the second baseman, will come to the plate. He struck out his first time up. Two outs. First pitch to Brown. Low and outside for a ball. Olson doing well. He's only given up one hit. Ground ball to the second baseman, Turner. He'll field it to his belly. Flips it to first for the third out of the inning. So the Chargers make quick work of the Pioneers once again. At the end of the top of the third, the Chargers lead 2-0. You're listening to Hillsdale Baseball on WRFH, Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7. We'll be back after this.
Hillsdale College challenges you to rise to self-government, to act with prudence, and to love the good, the beautiful, and the true. But what about the lifetime challenge of bringing those high things into the world? The Washington Hillsdale Internship Program gives you that opportunity. WIP sends you from the classroom into the workforce to apply your learning there before you graduate. Bring your self-government to a semester in our nation's capital. Join in the fight for the good, the beautiful, and the true through internships in public policy, foreign affairs, education, laboratory research, consulting, and more. WIP. Find the challenge. Live the adventure. For more information, visit dc.hillsdale.edu or contact Mary Greco at mgreco.hillsdale.edu.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're entering the bottom of the third inning. The Chargers lead 2-0 over the Malone Pioneers. The Chargers starter, Olsen, has been making quick work of the Pioneers. He's only given up one hit. But we can't say the same for the Malone pitcher, Rollison. After two walks and two hit-by pitches in the first inning, he's given up two hits and two runs. And so now we'll bring up the first baseman, Will Shannon, for the Chargers. He's the three-hole hitter. He'll look to see if he can continue the Chargers' lead.
Shannon walked his last time up.
Pitch from Rollison. Down the middle, Shannon watches that one go by for a strike. Rollison looks in. The 0-1 pitch. Strike two. Shannon watches his second breaking pitch over the plate go by.
Two hit batters, two walks, and a single counting for the two runs for Hillsdale.
Umpire calls time. Maybe that was Shannon. Again, as Graham mentioned, Shannon walked his last time at the plate. A gorgeous day for baseball here. The 0-2 pitch to Shannon. Low and outside. One ball, two strikes on Shannon. This really is the heat of the Charger lineup.
Malone is playing Shannon straight up, but maybe a little deep all around the infield.
1-2 pitch. Fly ball into center. The center fielder shades and makes the play. So a fly out for Shannon gives Malone their first out. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Jeff Landis, for the Hillsdale Chargers. As the Chargers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third inning.
Landis, a senior from Midland, one of the leaders of this Chargers team.
The pitch from Rollison. Backdoor breaking ball. He catches the outside corner for a strike on the left-hander, Jeff Landis. The righty Rollison deals. Fouled back into the backstop.
They've got Landis shifted even more this time than last time.
Oh, boy, that is quite a shift.
Third baseman for Malone is almost halfway between second and third base. Second baseman playing way out in the outfield grass. They definitely think Landis is going to pull one here.
The 0-2 pitch is low for ball one. Yeah, that shortstop is basically behind second base. The shortstop bomb shifted way over as Brown is basically in shallow right field.
And the right fielder,
1-2, inside and low.
Right fielder Maley is practicing.
That's right. It really is a deep right coverage. The 2-2 pitch, way outside. And that'll bring us to a 3-2 pitch with one out. And Jeff Landis, the lefty, at the plate. Here comes the payoff pitch. High pop-up, left side of the infield. The third baseman comes in, and he misses the play. It's a fair ball. It's a error on the third baseman, Diaz. He had to run a long way from where he was shifted over on the left side. As Graham mentioned, he was halfway almost between the third base bag and second base.
You know what, Thomas, that is one way to beat the shift.
One way to beat the shift. A high pop-up on the left side of the infield. The third baseman, Diaz, can't make the play. It's an error on Malone and a base runner for the Chargers. One out with Kent at the plate. The first pitch, he'll watch that one go by. It's a strike. And a one count start for the left fielder, Zach Kent. The 0-1 pitch to Kent. Ball in the dirt. Brings us to a 1-1 count.
Kent's one of the few guys that you see not using batting gloves. It's an interesting look.
He's got a natural grip on the bat, as they say. So the 1-1 pitch. Kent watches that one over the plate. It's strike two. So with one out, there's a runner on first after Landis popped up what should have been an easy second out for Malone, but instead, perhaps with the sun and the shift, it's an error and a base runner. So now the 1-2 pitch. Rollison deals. Low and in the dirt. Ball two. Landis doesn't move with the ball in the dirt.
Balls, two strikes, one out. Hill still leads the nightcap. 2-0 in the last half of the third.
So the 2-2 pitch.
The 2-2.
To Kent. Grounded through the right side hole. It's a base hit. Landis will round second. Hill stay right there. And that's a hit for Kent. It'll move the Chargers to base runners on first and second with one out. And right fielder Jacob Sully coming to the plate. So here in the bottom of the third inning, the Chargers lead 2-0. They've got one out with base runners on first and second after a pop-up was dropped by the third baseman Diaz. And a base hit through the right side hole between the first and second baseman. So now Sully, here comes the first pitch. Ball in the dirt. And that'll bring us to a 1-0 count. Landis goes back to second easily. One ball, no strikes, one out. Sully looks out. Landis, Rollison looks in. Landis in on second. The 1-0. Grounded to the shortstop. He flips it to the second baseman. He bobbles it, though. The out is at second, but the transfer didn't happen for the second baseman, Brown. And now there's runners on first and third with two outs.
It was a sharp ground ball, too. It could have been an easy turn if he'd made a clean transfer.
Should have been a 6-4-3 double play that got Rollison off the mound. Malone back in the dugout at the plate. Instead of a 6-4-3 double play, the runners are at first and third with two outs as Danny Passanol comes to the plate for the Chargers. The pitch just outside. A 1-0 on Passanol. So two outs, runners at first and third. After the second baseman botched the transfer. The 1-0 pitch. Catches the outside corner. It's strike one. One ball, one strike, two outs. Runners on first and third. Passanol looks out. Rollison takes his sign. He sets and delivers. Fouls it out and away over the right left field side. So it'll be a 1-2 pitch to Passanol. Rollison sets. He deals. High pop up. Back towards the backstop on third base side. And just missed it. Was that out of play? Hard to tell. It looks like it hit the screen coming down, but it stayed on the field side. Two outs. Runners on first and third. Chargers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the third. It'll be a 1-2 pitch. Rollison sets and delivers. Runner goes. Pop up on the third base side. Here's Diaz. He's under it. He's got it. And that's the third out of the inning. So the Chargers strand two here in the third. They lead 2-0. We'll come back for the fourth inning here. You're listening to Charger Baseball on WRFH Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, and today we're going to talk about compound nouns and conjunctions. For reference, a compound noun is when you have two nouns at the beginning of a sentence. For example, Mittens and Hadrian, my cats, are in front of the fireplace. A conjunction is a connective word, such as and, but, or. What if you want to say that one or the other of my cats is in front of the fireplace, but not both of them? You might be tempted to say, Hadrian or Mittens are in front of the fireplace. But that doesn't sound right, and it's not. Because mittens is the noun closest to the verb, and the compound nouns are separated by or instead of and, the verb must agree with the singular noun mittens, not the compound noun Hadrian and mittens. This is true of all compound nouns separated by or and nor, but not and. That's your Grammar Minute on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Lenda and Glenda Hill Stadium. We're entering the fourth inning as the Chargers lead 2-0 over the Malone Pioneers in the second game of a four-game set. The Chargers took the first game earlier today 3-1 after Hillsdale starter McLean went the full distance. Now we sit here as Olsen deals the first pitch. He'll throw it straight by Munoz. So a two-run lead for the Chargers. Olsen facing the designated hitter Munoz for Malone. The 0-1 pitch is way outside. One ball, one strike.
Malone looks to be trying to slow Olsen down a little bit here. Munoz stepping out of the box after the first two pitches.
No outs. 1-1 pitch. Swung and on and miss. Munoz will now face a 1-2 count against the Hillsdale starter. Olsen has only given up one hit. The 1-2 just misses. And there'll be a 2-2 pitch coming next. Drew Olsen making quick work here. He maybe takes 5 seconds between pitches. The 2-2 pitch, line drive down the right field line. It'll just hook foul as it bounces up against the wall down by the bullpen. Could have been dangerous, but instead, we'll do it over again. It's a 2-2 pitch. It'll be a 2-2 pitch from Olsen to the second hole hitter, Munoz. The 2-2 pitch is outside. Ball three will bring us to a full count. Munoz flew out last time up. 3-2 pitch, foul back into the screen. Munoz will live to fight another pitch.
Passing all shades over towards the left center gap out there in center field.
That's right, he's playing a mopo. The 3-2 pitch, grounded to the first base side, just foul past Shannon.
Good fight put up by Munoz right now.
Munoz really keeping himself in this at bat here. He's had two strikes on him for a while. Let's see if Olsen can close the deal. No outs. The 3-2 pitch from Olsen. Fly ball into right field. Sully going back. He'll be at the warning track at the wall. It's out of here. A home run for Munoz, the designated hitter. He'll give Malone their first run of the game. Munoz puts it over the right field wall. Sully was back on the warning track and had to just let that one fly out. So Hillsdale now has a lead of only one run. They're up 2-1. So the second hit for the Malone Pioneers is a home run by Munoz. That gives them their first run of the game. And now Olsen will have to look and face the three-hole hitter, the first baseman, Philippi. The pitch swung on and missed.
It's a good way to start the
homer out to the right field, over the right field wall. It looked at first just like a fly ball, but Sully had to watch it go out. Second pitch is a ball low. Now we're looking at a 1-1 count. So no outs. Olsen's got to try to get control of this inning. Foul line drive over the first base dugout.
You're right, Thomas. That did look just like a normal fly ball at first, but you can see out there the flag blowing out towards right center a little bit, blowing left to right.
The 1-2 pitch. Line drive into center field. It'll get just past the center fielder, Passanol. A diving center fielder can't make the play on a low line drive. That'll be the first base runner. That'll be a base runner for Malone on first base. Olsen, now his quick work has turned in a bit more tedious. A leadoff homer. A line drive hit to center field that just got past the diving Passanol. And on first base, he'll check the runner, try to pick him off, but he was barely a step off. So no outs. Now he'll face Ryan, the catcher. The first pitch to the cleanup hitter is a ball low and in the dirt.
Millard. Good block by Millard.
Indeed, the freshman keeps the ball in front. Runner on first, no outs. Olson looks in. There'll be an 0-1 pitch to Ryan. Olson delivers. Fastball inside and misses. Now we've got a 2-0 count.
They've been a very competitive team this year. Don't let that 4-30 overall record fool you. They have been a
2-0 pitch. Inside for ball three. Olson is in some trouble here. Leadoff homer. Single out to center field. And now he's behind 3-0 with no outs on the cleanup hitter, Ryan. 3-0 pitch. Strike down the middle. Ryan let that one go by. We'll have a 3-1 count. Ryan grounded out his last time up. No outs. Pickoff is unsuccessful.
Olson seems very concerned about these runners every time they get on base. Trying to keep traffic on the base paths to a minimum.
3-1 pitch. Grounded chopper down the third baseline. It'll be a foul ball.
Nice play by Malone's third base coach over there.
So after being down 3-0, Olson has clawed his way back to a 3-2 count. With a looking strike and a foul ball.
Breathes a lot of momentum into a pitcher when he can come back from 3-0. Strikeout here would be clutch.
A throw over to first. Keep the runner honest. Olson has certainly slowed down his tempo. He'll take a breath. The 3-2 pitch. Grounded to the third baseman. He'll turn to second. Caught by Turner. Over to first. Not in time. Tunuda to Turner for the first out at second, but the turn over to Shannon at first was not quick enough. So now just one out for the Chargers instead of two. After a leadoff homer in this inning, we're in the top of the fourth as the Malone Pioneers trail the Chargers 1-2. Ryan takes his lead. The pitch to Aylman. Just outside.
Left fielder, center fielder number 7, Jake Aylman.
So one out. 1-0 pitch. Oh, he'll check the runner at first again. That's a lot of pickoffs, Graham.
Olson is throwing over there a lot.
Another pickoff over to first base. Again, these Malone runners are not taking large leads. Olson sets. The 1-0 pitch. That's a strike. Aylman watches that one go by. That'll bring us to a 1-1 count. Olson sets. Runner stays. Ball one outside. Ball two outside. Bring us to a 2-1 count. Aylman grabbed a hit his last time up. Throw over to first. Not in time. That was a quick pick. Might have almost got him, even though Ryan at first did not slide back in. One out. The 2-1 pitch. Grounded up the middle. Turner got it. Flips it over to short. Over to first. Not in time. Turner makes a sliding play. Flips it up to Jacek at short. He steps on the back. Throws over to first, but not quick enough to Shannon.
Beautiful defense these Chargers freshmen are playing on the infield right now.
That's
just barely not quick enough to turn these couple double plays.
It has been a lockdown infield so far, and while you can't fault them much for not getting the runner at first, that's two plays that could have been a double play. So instead it's two outs. First pitch strike to four. So two outs with a runner on first. The Chargers lead 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning after a homer earlier this inning.
Pretty good defense here, Sam.
The 0-1 pitch. Fouled.
They're awake now. One ball, one strike, two outs.
Two outs, 1-1 count.
Hillsdale 2, home 1. Pioneers have a run home here at the top of the fourth. A leadoff.
Floor waits. Olsen sets. He delivers. Ball in the dirt. Now it's a 2-1.
Two balls and one strike.
Olsen has certainly slowed down his tempo in this inning.
It's a 1-2 count. Two outs. The 1-2. Did he check his swing? The umpire says he did not. And they tag him out at home to get him on the drop third strike. And that's three outs for the Chargers and brings us to the end of the top of the fourth inning. After a homer to start off the inning, Malone is on the scoreboard. They trail the Chargers, who lead 2-1. You're listening to Hillsdale Charger Baseball on the Radio Free Hillsdale WORFH 101.7. We'll be back after this.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Ever wondered why there are 9 innings in baseball? Well, it turns out that early on in baseball history, the ballgames had no way of measuring time during the game. Instead, games were played until a team reached 21 runs. Initially, this rule worked well, but as ballplayers got better at the game, it became harder and harder to score a run. This means that games could take forever. After one game in 1856 tied 12-12 ended due to darkness, Alexander Cartwright and other members of the New York Knickerbockers Council decided it was time for change. The games began to be played with innings, with 3 outs to half an inning. For a while, the number of men on the field determined the number of innings to be played in a game, usually 7 or 9. If there were 7 men, 7 innings would be played. If 9, then 9. That rule didn't last long either, and that same year, the council ruled that there were to be 9 innings in each game. And that was that. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale Charger Baseball here at Linda and Glenda Hills Stadium. It's a gorgeous day, and the Chargers are making it even better as they lead 2-1 as we enter the bottom of the fourth inning. A homer from Malone, designated hitter Munoz, put the Pioneers on the board. So with only 2 hits to Hillsdale's 3, Malone trails 1-2. And that'll bring up the freshman and 8th hitter in the Charger lineup, Aaron Jasek. The shortstop struck out last inning. Here's the pitch. Bunt just in front of the plate. The catcher fields, throws to first for the out. A quick play by Ryan.
Good idea by Jasek looking to bunt there. If you're going to bunt, though, you got to get it just a little bit further out in front of the catcher. Unfortunately, Malone's catcher able to make a very quick play on that one.
That's right. I couldn't tell if he was trying to go to the first or the third base side, but wherever he was trying to go, it didn't get there. Instead, it just drooped right in front of the plate. So the first pitch to Turner is a strike. Malone has one out. Chargers lead 2-1 in the bottom half of the fourth. The 0-1 low. One ball, one strike. Second baseman Tyler Turner at the plate. 1-1 pitch. High fly ball to center field. He's shading his eyes with his glove. He's under it. He'll make the play. 2 outs. Quick and easy for Malone. A bunt by Jasek dropped right in front of the plate, maybe a couple feet. He is barely 3 or 4 feet. Not enough. But the Chargers are back to the top of their lineup. The freshman third baseman, Rocco Tenuta, will lead it off. The leadoff hitter come to the plate. Breaking ball misses inside. Ball one.
Rollison's been starting these Chargers hitters off with a lot of breaking balls. Interesting way of pitching backwards, they call it sometimes.
Here's the 1-0. Drive into center field. Center fielder going back. He will miss the play as he leaps. Tenuta going into second. He'll have a stand-up double to center field. And the Chargers have their first base runner of the inning with 2 outs. That was a deep drive. Just a frozen rope straight to center field. It looked like as if it might carry, but carry just enough for the center fielder Ailman to miss it. He made a good effort, but not enough.
Looked off the bat like Ailman might be able to get there, or it could end up in the gap. We didn't really know until he went up for the play, missed it. So Tenuta is on second base now, as Millard comes up to bat.
The two out pitch to Millard. That's a strike. He watches it go by. Tanuta's pretty quick. Any kind of base hit into the outfield, especially in that huge gap between the first baseman and second baseman, that could be enough to bring the freshman in for the Chargers' third run of the game. The 0-1, oh, he checks off, picks off to the second, not in time.
Tanuta dancing pretty far off the bag there.
Yeah, Rollison was right to try to keep him honest. It was a quick wraparound pick. Almost had him, but instead Rocco gets back just in time.
No balls, one strike.
The 0-1 pitch. Millard pops it up right side. The first baseman going back, trying to make the play. Not going to get there. It went deep on the first base side out towards right field. The first baseman, Philippi, almost made the play, but he was a few feet behind the ball as it dropped. So it'll be an 0-2 pitch to Millard. Two outs. Runner on second for the Chargers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Chargers lead 2-1.
Millard walked in the first, flew out to left field. Let's see what he does here.
The 0-2 pitch. Millard watches that one go by on the outside. It'll be a 1-2 pitch when we come back. Runner on second. Tanuta with a two-out double over the center fielder's head. Millard looks out. Rollison looks in. Takes his sign. Sets. The 1-2 pitch. Foul ball over to the right side. Again, there's a huge gap on the right side. The first baseman playing pretty close to the line. The second baseman playing pretty close to the bag. He's keeping the runner honest. Two outs, runner on second. The 1-2 pitch. Foul ball again over on the right side. That's the third pitch this inning that Millard has sent over the Charger dugout. Two outs, one ball, two strikes, runner on second. Millard waiting. Rollison looks in. He delivers. Ball two.
Millard is working a really good at bat here, fouling off the pitches that are close, taking some other ones.
Millard looking to get his second hit of the game. Rollison sets. The 2-2 pitch. The ground ball to the second baseman. Brown will pick it up. Throw over to first in time. And that's three outs for Malone. So after four innings, the Chargers lead 2-1 over Malone. We'll see you back here soon for more Charger baseball on WRFH Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. After becoming president in 1801, Thomas Jefferson realized the Mississippi River had emerged as one of the nation's most important trading waterways. The problem was, all its trade passed in and out of the French-owned city of New Orleans. Jefferson knew whoever controlled New Orleans controlled the Mississippi, so he set out to buy the city of New Orleans from Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte for $10 million. As negotiations proceeded, Jefferson realized France was near bankruptcy due to the Napoleonic Wars. Consequently, he upped his offer to $15 million, but for all the lands owned by France in the New World. In that one purchase, President Thomas Jefferson doubled the size of the United States. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back to TFO Partners Field at Lenda and Glenda Hill Stadium here in Hillsdale, Michigan. The Chargers lead the Malone Pioneers 2-1 as we enter the top of the fifth inning. This is the second in a four-game set, and the second game today after the Chargers won the first of a doubleheader earlier this afternoon, 3-1.
Already through four innings of this one here, in a seven-inning contest, second game of this doubleheader. The games are moving quickly.
We're down to the latter third of the lineup. The 7, 8, and 9 hole hitters are coming up for the Malone Pioneers. as Olsen returns to the rubber to face Maley, the right fielder. Ground ball foul just down the first baseline. It wasn't even a ground ball. It was a low line drive, but it barely missed the foul line by a couple of feet. So it'll be an 0-1 on Maley. Umpire's saying something to the catcher, Millard. Not sure what they're talking about. We're not sure what they're talking about. Could be something about being too close. 0-1 pitch off the plate. Bounces back towards the screen. One ball, one strike on Maley. So the 1-1 pitch fouled back into the screen. It'll be a 1-2 count on Maley. Olsen has been pitching fairly well this game. He's given up only 2 hits and 1 run. The 1-2 pitch, line drive just over the head of a leaping Turner into right field. It'll be a base hit for Maley, the right fielder. And that'll be a leadoff single for Malone as they trail the Chargers by 1 run. The tying run on first. The go-ahead run coming to the plate here in the top of the 5th. Third baseman Diaz will step into the box for Malone. So runner on first, no outs. Olsen looks in.
Tenuta looks to be playing the bunt. There,
third baseman charges in as he shows bunt. Pick over to first. They got the runner hung up between the bases. Throw over to the shortstop, Jacek. They got the runner at second. It's a quick play by the catcher, Millard. They were able to get that runner, catch him sleeping over at first base. I don't know what Maley was thinking there.
Tenuta was creeping up on the grass. They were expecting that bunt. Olsen threw the pitch a little bit outside. Batter missed it, and Maley was way too far off first base to get back.
Line drive to the second baseman, Turner. He makes the play. That'll be 2 outs for Malone. As the 9-hole hitter Baum comes to the plate. So to go back to that bunt play, well, before, 0-0. Chopper to the shortstop hole. Jacek fields backhand. Throw to first on a bounce. He got him just in time. Half a step play. Another flash of the leather by the freshman shortstop Aaron Jacek. And that will bring the Chargers out of the inning at the end of the top of the 5th. They lead 2-1 over the Malone Pioneers. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM. We'll be back soon.
Telling the stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor, this is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Suhita.
On August 1st, 1952, Corporal Victor H. Espinoza was serving in Chorwon, Korea, tasked with taking a vital enemy position. Espinoza made a daring one-man assault, destroying a machine gun, an enemy mortar position, and 2 enemy bunkers. Upon reaching the crest of the hill and after running out of rifle ammunition, he hurled captured Chinese grenades into occupied trenches, killing and wounding the enemy with their own weapons. He inflicted at least 7 more casualties upon the enemy as they retreated into a tunnel. Espinoza destroyed the tunnel with TNT, called for more grenades, and hurled them at enemy troops until they were out of reach. Espinoza's incredible display of valor secured the vital strong point and took a heavy toll on the enemy, resulting in at least 14 enemy dead and 11 wounded. For his extraordinary heroism and selflessness above and beyond the call of duty, Corporal Victor H. Espinoza was awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. The Chargers lead 2-1 as we enter the bottom half of the 5th inning. Now, before we get to the action, Graham, let's go back to the first out of the inning from before when Olsen was on the mound.
Yeah, Thomas, that was a really interesting play. You mentioned it looked almost like a bunt and run. And the Chargers were expecting it, too. Tenuta was playing in on the grass. The batter squared. And
first pitch to Shannon is low.
He just missed it. But Maley was too far off first base. It was unclear if he thought that the bunt was going to get down or if it was a bunt and run.
The 1-0 pitch inside again, ball 2.
Either way, when you're down by 1 run in the 5th inning, that is a tough way to get the first out of the inning, especially when you're trying to sacrifice him over into scoring position.
Well, it was certainly an unconventional play. The 2-0 pitch. Lined just over the second baseman's head. It tipped his glove, but he wasn't high up enough on the ladder to make that play. It'll be a line drive single into the right center field, and that'll give the Chargers their first base runner of the inning.
Rocket off the bat of Shannon there.
The Chargers have been hitting pretty well this game. They've had 5 hits so far. After in the first inning, they also had 2 walks and 2 hit by pitches. They gave them their only 2 runs of the game. They'll see if they can add some runs to their lead here. Landis will drive that one. High fly ball into the left center gap. No, it'll be made. Play will be made by the left fielder. And that'll be out number 1 for Malone. That'll bring up the left fielder, Zach Kent.
Kent so far has been hit by a pitch in the first inning to load the bases, and he singled through the hole between second base and first.
Rollison checks the runner. The pitch to Kent. That's a strike. Catches the outside corner of the plate.
So far, Rollison doing a better job of not giving the Chargers anything down the middle, hitting those outside corners.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball over the plate. Kent watches that one go by. You wonder if he wants that one back. So it'll be an 0-2 pitch to Kent. Runner on first, 1 out here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2. High fly ball into center field. Ailman under it, shielding his eyes from the sun. He'll make the play. Shannon will return to the first base bag. And Malone has their second out of the inning on the Chargers. As the right fielder, Jacob Sully, comes to the plate. Judging by the shadows here, the sun is right over the grandstand here behind us. And so that's a difficult play for the center fielder to make. He's been dealing with the sun pretty well. First pitch to Sully. He'll watch that one go by for a strike.
And as we get later into the evening, watch for the shadows to even creep in front of home plate. Some of these later games in the evening, you know, you'll have a shadow halfway between the pitcher's mound and home plate. It's a tough lighting for the batter to see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hand for sure.
Second pitch is cut on and missed by Sully. It'll be an 0-2 pitch. The runner on first and 2 outs. So the 0-2. Outside misses.
Beautiful take from Sully right there on the corner.
So it'll be a 1 ball, 1 strike on Sully. Runner on first. 2 outs. Bottom of the fifth. The Chargers lead 2-1 here in Hillsdale. The 1-2 pitch from Rollison. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. Sully sits down for the Chargers, and the Hillsdale will return to the field when we come back. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome to the Old Ball Game, where we talk about the past of America's favorite pastime. I'm Tate Christensen. Professional sports teams trade players all the time, and usually the trade is player for player, but there have historically been some strange trades between baseball teams. One of these trades happened in 1930 with Johnny Jones. Johnny Jones was a shortstop for the Chattanooga Lookouts. He was having a bad year. His batting average was suffering, and the local press was taunting him relentlessly. Noticing this, his manager, former major leaguer Joe Engel, traded Jones to the Charlotte Hornets for a live 25-pound turkey, who, as Engel said, was having a better year. Engel ended up cooking the turkey for a Southern Baseball Writers Association dinner, but the meat was reportedly tough and dry. Unfortunately, it was not a winner-winner turkey dinner for Engel and the Lookouts. This has been the Old Ball Game on Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan, where the Chargers are leading the Malone Pioneers 2-1 in the second game of a 4-game set. It's the nightcap for today's doubleheader. The Chargers took game 1 3-1 earlier this afternoon. We're entering the top of the 6th. Chargers with a 1-run lead. Chargers starter Olsen is still out on the mound. He's been pitching pretty well, giving up only 3 hits and 1 run.
Excellent pitching so far for the Chargers today.
First pitch is a strike.
Again, Tommy McClain threw a complete game. Game 1 of this doubleheader, 104 pitches.
Second pitch, Pioneer Maloney, Maley, excuse me, is outside and low for a 1-1 count.
And now Olsen looks to be keeping the tempo up. He's barely letting the pitch clock get down to a 16, 15.
The ball. Ooh. It was low, but Maley couldn't check his swing, the first base umpire says. And that'll be second strike on the Pioneer hitter. No outs. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2. Just outside. A 2-2 count on Maley. Olsen, again, barely taking a time to breathe and blink between pitches. The 2-2 pitch. He struck him out. Backwards K for the Charger pitcher. Olsen takes down another strikeout, and that'll bring up Diaz to the plate for Malone. Olsen's second strikeout of the game. He caught the outside corner there as Maley watched that one go by.
You're seeing a lot more catchers these days dropping down to one knee in their stance. That's supposed to help frame pitches better, gives the umpire a better view, gives you more leverage to shift the pitch a little bit. Millard is doing an excellent job of helping Olsen throw strikes.
First pitch to Diaz is outside. Diaz, the third baseman for the Pioneers, grounded out and flew out in his past at-bats. The 1-0. High. Ball two. Diaz ahead in the count. 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch swung on and missed. There'll be a count on
J.C. Flippy, right side deck, into the middle part of the order for Malone now. Two balls, one strike, one out. Olsen back to work.
Fouled back. And now we're back to 2-2.
Munoz hit a home run his last time up. Surely that's got to be on Olsen's mind as he's pitching around Munoz.
Munoz at the plate, 2-2, just outside.
Staying outside with those breaking balls, not giving him anything good to hit down the middle.
The 3-2 pitch, grounded to the second base hole. It'll be through just past Turner. It's a base hit for Munoz. And that's the tying run for Malone, as the go-ahead run comes to the plate. In the form of the first baseman and three-hole hitter, J.C. Filippi.
First baseman, number 32, J.C. Filippi.
Tying run on first with one out.
So the tying run's on first for Malone. Olsen still on the rubber in his sixth inning of pitching. The Chargers lead 2-1.
Olsen seems to be doing a good job of keeping the ball on the ground so far. He'd love to roll a nice double play here.
The pitch popped up on the right side. It'll be in foul territory, but can it stay in play? Shannon just almost makes the play. It bounces off his glove as he hits the wall. He can't keep the ball in the leather. And so it'll be a long strike and an 0-1 count. Shannon, the first baseman, almost makes the play. Perhaps the sun and the wind were a factor. There's a strong gust right now blowing out from left to right field. When the ball hit his glove, it bounced out and over the wall, so Shannon couldn't even tip it and then catch it.
It's a tough play for a first baseman when you're running over there, trying to judge where the wall is, and with this high sky, no clouds out, you have no idea where the ball is going to come down. You're just tracking it.
Pick off to first. Not successful. Munoz back easily. Well, it's good to see Shannon back and up on his feet, fielding his position. The 0-1. Fly ball in center field. Pasanol going back. He will be under it. He'll make the play. Munoz will return to first base after venturing off pretty close to the second base bag. Pasanol makes a nice play in center field, battling the sun and the wind.
Pasanol's been a four-year starter out there for the Chargers. His defense is spectacular. Gets such good jumps and runs that ball down, so you can understand why he's been out there this whole time.
So two outs for the Chargers. Malone batter Ryan will come to the plate. Runner on first. Olsen looks over. Pickoff is unsuccessful. Two outs. No count. Deal to Ryan. Ball one low and in the dirt.
Ryan, the lone cleanup hitter. 2-5-0 for Hillsdale. 1-4-1.
Brian is grounded into a fielder's choice and grounded out in his past at bats.
Hillsdale won the opener 3-1. Here's
the 1-0 pitch. Grounded back up the middle. Diving play by Turner. Flips to second just over the glove of Jacek. Almost a beautiful gold glove worthy play by the Hillsdale second baseman. Instead, it gets past Jacek, unable to close the deal and make the out. So we've got two runners on with two outs, with Malone hitter Ailman coming to play.
Center fielder Jake Ailman.
A hit for Ryan.
A real flash of the leather from Turner. Instead of getting us out of the inning, runners on first and second, two outs. First pitch to Ailman, just missed it, misses outside. Ball one. So a dangerous position for Olsen. Olsen sets. The 1-0 pitch. Foul ball out of play on the left field side. So with two outs, runners on first and second, Malone trails 2-1. The Chargers with a slim lead that's in danger here. It'll be a 1-1 pitch to Ailman. The pitch from Olsen, inside. Ball two. So it's a 2-1 count, two outs, two runners on. Hillsdale up by just one run. Their starter, Olsen, on the mound. He throws the 2-1. Ground ball on the right side. It'll be a base hit. They're throwing the runner around. The throw in is not in time and wide. So that's a run for Malone. The runner on second moves to third. It's going to be a tie. It's a tie ball game here in Hillsdale in the top of the sixth. A ribby single for Ailman gives Malone a tie ball game against the Chargers with runners on first and third and two outs. And now the Hillsdale coach will walk out to talk about this action in the Chargers bullpen. Hard to know if this is a change or just a chat. So Olsen has been pitching well this game. He's had quick work of the Pioneers, but now it's not looking so hot. He's now given up six hits. He just gave up his second run of the ball game that makes Malone and Hillsdale tied in the second game of a four-game set.
Olsen had been pretty dominant up to this point, but just going through a little bit of a tough inning right here through the middle of the Malone lineup. So, like you said, action in the in the Chargers bullpen. So we will be looking to see if Olsen is able to work out of this jam. Two outs, though, so any out will do.
And Ailman's RBI single was not a strong hit. It was just a ground ball that found its way to the right place between the first baseman Shannon and the second baseman Turner.
Right. Five players in Malone's lineup are hitting over 300. So, excuse me, that may be four. But the point is they're good at finding gaps. They hit the ball all over the field.
First pitch to Flores is a strike. Two outs. Runners on first and third. Tie ball game. Second pitch is a ball in the dirt. One ball, one strike on the Malone hitter floor. Olsen's pitch count now up super high. It's at 94 pitches. The 1-1 pitch, and it hits the batter. That will load the bases. Ducks on the pond for the Pioneers in a tie ball game. This is a threatening situation for the Hillsdale starter. Again, until this inning, he was pitching just a gem, just a beautiful diamond. Now he's up to almost 100 pitches. He's got bases loaded with two outs, and Maley coming to the plate for the Pioneers. Olsen takes his time. He sets the opening pitch. It's high for a ball.
Malone's been involved in a lot of close games this season. Haven't been able to convert on many of them, but they're better than their 4-30 record shows.
The 1-0. Swing and a miss from Maley.
So they're familiar with these late-inning close game contests.
Maley is 1-for-2 today. He's had a flyout and a hit. One ball, one strike, base loaded, the pitch. Foul ball down the third base side. It'll put him on two strikes. Again, Ducks on the Pond for the Pioneers. It's a tie ball game, 2-2, top of the sixth. Olson, the Hillsdale starter, high pitch count, close to 100 pitches.
Chargers playing him pretty straight up right now.
It'll be a 1-2 pitch. Olson deals, high fly ball. Center fielder Pastenaud coming in. He will make the diving play. That saves at least two runs for the Chargers. It keeps us at a tie ball game. Just a wonderful, beautiful play by the center fielder Pastenaud.
That was full extension.
He's charging in, dives in, tumbles over. He makes the play.
Lost the hat in the process.
Just a gorgeous play on a gorgeous day. This is Hillsdale Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll give you the rest of this tie ball game after this break.
Welcome to the Grammar Minute, where we're saving the English language 60 seconds at a time. I'm Lauren Smith, which is to say I'm Hadrian and Mittens' cat mom. And that brings me to our theme for today. Should there be an apostrophe S on Hadrian or Mittens or both? It depends on whether the owners are joint owners of the same thing, or if they each have their own. In the example above, Mittens and Hadrian are both my cats, so I am Hadrian and Mittens' cat mom. The apostrophe S should only go after Mittens' name. If, however, we were talking about their toys, then both names would require an apostrophe S, since each of them has their own toys. In short, if they're sharing, they share an apostrophe too. That's your Grammar Minute on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. To learn more about writing, visit www.laurensmithbooks.com, and that's Smith spelled with a Y.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're entering the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a tie ball game in the second game of a four-game set and the nightcap of today's doubleheader. The Chargers took the first game today 3-1. Now they're tied with the Malone Pioneers in today's second game. It's a 2-2 ball game as we enter the latter half of the sixth inning. The last half of the inning ended with a magnificent play by the center fielder Danny Pastenaud. The bases were loaded. It was a high fly ball, but pretty shallow. And Pastenaud, the center fielder, came running all the way in, slid, tumbled, lost his hat, but kept the ball from touching the ground. So, instead of Pioneers leading by two runs and us still being in the top of the sixth, we're in the bottom of the sixth. It's a tie ball game, and we're bringing you beautiful baseball on a beautiful day.
Now Pastenaud comes up to bat after making that spectacular play. Let's see if he can turn that into something, get on base here. Any runs are good runs for the Chargers right now. Haven't scored since the first inning on those... The RBI walk and hit by pitch. So Chargers broke through a little bit in the first, but haven't really been able to get much going against Malone pitchers.
There's a pitching change here from Malone Pioneers. Number 9, Paljic will come to the rubber. So Pastenaud to lead off the Chargers this inning. The pitch fouled back into the screen. No balls, one strike on Pastenaud. For Hillsdale.
Chargers won the opener 3-1. Tied here in the nightcap 2-2. 7-inning game here in game 2.
0-1. High fly foul ball down the left field side. It hits the light pole. Little ooh and ah from the crowd. So two strikes on Pastenaud, the center fielder for Hillsdale.
Magic on the mound now out of New Franklin, Ohio, at the Manchester High School.
The 0-2 pitch. Just misses on the outside part of the plate.
Pastenaud with a good eye there.
So a new pitcher for the Pioneers. He's looking at the Chargers center fielder, Pastenaud. The 1-2 pitch. Ball high. That'll bring us to a 2-2 count. So the Malone Pioneers pitcher made it through five innings. Jacob Rollison, the sophomore right-hander from Green, Ohio. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Low ball. bring us to a 3-2 payoff pitch. Pasanal, after making a beautiful diving play in center field to save two runs and end the inning, now he's at the plate. The payoff pitch. Strike three. Got him looking backwards K for the Malone pitcher. And Pasanal did not like that one. He just had to hop out of the box in frustration and walks back to the Hillsdale dugout. Tie ball game here in Hillsdale, bottom of the sixth inning.
This new pitcher for the Pioneers, Michael Paljich, has been struggling a little bit recently.
First pitch is fouled back into the screen. Jacek will have one strike on him.
He's got an ERA of 9.17, and opposing hitters are batting .378 against him.
Second pitch to Jacek is a ball inside. One ball, one strike on the freshman. Jacek has struck out and grounded out in his past at-bats.
One ball, one strike, one out. Paljich deals.
Ball outside. That'll bring us to two balls and one strike. One out after Pasanol struck out looking. Again, a gorgeous day in here in Hillsdale. Tie ball game. Bottom of the sixth. The 2-1 pitch. That's a strike. It'll be a 2-2 count on Jacek, looking to get his first hit of the day.
If Jacek gets on base, that would be huge. He's a huge stolen base threat. 12 stolen bases, which is double anyone else on the team.
The 2-2 pitch struck him out swinging. That'll be two outs for Malone quickly as they face the last hitter in the Charger order before the top of the lineup. So Turner will come to the plate. Tyler has one hit this game already and flew out in his other at-bat. First pitch to Turner is a swinging strike. Two outs. Oh, one count on Turner. Paljich deals. High ball. 1-1 count on Turner. Hillsdale leadoff hitter Rocco Tenuta on deck. Turner looks out. Paljich looks in. The 1-1. It's a strike on the outside corner. Turner didn't like that one. It'll be a 1-2 pitch with two outs. Again, Tenuta, the leadoff hitter, on deck.
Turner trying Paljich to sets. Turn the lineup over.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Fielded diving by the first baseman. He flips to the pitcher, and they got him at first.
Turner made it close by hustling. That was very close.
A diving play by Malone's J.C. Philippi. He gets up, flips to a running pitcher, Paljich, who will step on first, gets the out. So after six innings, the Chargers are tied with Malone Pioneers 1-1. We'll bring you what could be the last inning of this ball game, the four-game set against Malone. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor. Here's Jenna Suhita.
On October 29th, 1944, Private George Sicado and his platoon were attempting to take Hill 617 near Biffenton, France, when Sicado spotted German machine guns at the top of the hill. He alerted his unit, but the machine guns began firing. His unit was pinned down, and his friend standing nearby was hit. Sicado was filled with anger as his friend died in his arms. He began a one-man charge up the hill, killing 12 enemy soldiers. His courageous charge inspired his platoon members to follow him up the hill. Sicado took charge when his squad leader was killed, and under his direction, the platoon captured 34 soldiers and took the hill. By continuously ignoring enemy fire, Sicado turned impending defeat into victory and helped his platoon complete its mission. For his extraordinary heroism and devotion to duty on the morning of October 29th, 1944, Private George Sicado was awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're entering the top of the seventh as the Chargers are tied with Malone Pioneers 2-2 in their second of four games against the Pioneers this weekend. The Chargers took the first game earlier this afternoon, and they'll bring a new pitcher to the rubber to try to keep the Malone Pioneers at bay in this tie ball game. Number 33, Chad Stevens, comes to the mound.
Chad Stevens has been a nice power arm out of the bullpen for the Chargers, touching low 90s with his fastball. 6'2", 220 pounds from Westland, Michigan, Bay City John Glenn High School.
His first pitch from Stevens is a strike. He's facing the eight and nine hole hitters. That's strike two for Stevens. He's working quickly. 8-9-1. Right now he's facing the third baseman Diaz, who is 0-2 today. The 0-2 pitch outside for ball one. That'll bring us to one ball, two strikes. Some tie ball game here in Hillsdale in the top of the seventh.
Stevens looks to work pretty quickly here.
The 1-2. High pop-up. That'll be out of play on the first base side. Now, since it's a doubleheader today, this game is only seven innings long. If one of these teams manages to score some runs this inning and take the lead, we'll see if that happens. For now, it's a 1-2 pitch from Stevens to Diaz. He delivers. Foul again. Out of play on the first base side. We'll do it again. 1-2 pitch on Diaz. Stevens, again, as Graham mentioned, touches low 90s. The 1-2 pitch. Grounded. Third base side. Foul ball. Bring us back to a 1-2 count for the fourth time this at bat. Diaz looks out. He's 0-2 on the day. Stevens looks in, takes his sign. 1-2 pitch. High pop-up on the right side. First baseman Shannon's under it. He's got it in foul territory. That's the first out for the Chargers. So Stevens gets his first out on the Malone Pioneers. That'll bring up the nine-hole hitter, the shortstop, Baum, for Malone. Stevens looking to keep Malone at bay here in the seventh inning.
Stevens strikes out almost 11 and a half batters per nine innings. So he...
Hot shot. Frozen rope down the middle. Almost gets him at first. Well, that was quite an unconventional play, Graham. I really stumbled over my words there. A line drive hit right up the middle into shallow center field. The center fielder Passanol comes on, grabs the ball, but tries to go to first.
Yeah, you see that occasionally with the right fielder, Thomas, but it's not often that you'll see a center fielder try to throw a guy out at first.
And most surprising, he almost got him. Missed him by a step.
Yeah, Passanol came up gunning.
Top of the order for Malone. Stevens looks. He deals. Ball one low. Devin Brown, the second baseman, is leadoff hitter for the Pioneers. He is 0-3 on the day with a ground out and two strikeouts. Runner on first, one out. The 1-0 pitch. Shows bunt, pulls it back. Ball one inside. Stevens now down 2-0 to the Malone hitter, Brown. Bomb on first. Stevens paying him no mind. One out, the 2-0 pitch. It's a strike down the middle. Now we're back to a 2-1 count.
Stevens does appear considerably less worried about the runners than Olsen was, throwing over there quite often.
The 2-1. It's a strike over the plate. Two looking strikes will bring Brown back to a 2-2 count. One out, runner on first, top of the seventh. We're tied here in Hillsdale, 2-2. It'll be a 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to the second base side. Turner Fields goes to first. Doesn't look to the runner going to second. And that'll get us an out on the at first base. But now Malone has a runner in scoring position. The grounder was to the right side. Left side of Turner. He made the play easily. Just an easy ground ball. But it brought him away from the second base bag. So no shot at the double play. So now
a smart play by Turner to keep that. Keep his momentum going towards first base, not try to send it over towards second.
So the designated hitter, Munoz, he homered earlier today. First pitch catches the outside corner with a strike.
Munoz has hits in his last two at-bats. Also singled through the right side over there in between Shannon and Turner's third time up.
It'll be an 0-1 pitch to Munoz. Stevens looks. He deals. Foul back towards us. Hits the screen. Bomb has only 10 stolen bases on his career. He's a junior. Could have some speed, but his stats doesn't show it. We're looking at a two outs, 0-2 count. Steven sets and delivers. Line drive into right field. Going back is Soli. He will not get it. It'll bounce over the wall. It's a ground rule double for Munoz. The Malone Pioneers score a run, and for the first time today, they lead the Chargers 3-2.
It's a beautiful swing there by Munoz. Turning on it, putting that ball right in the gap when Stevens threw him ball over the plate.
The right fielder, Sully, looked like he might have it. He was going back, and he just missed the ball as it went over his glove on the warning track, and the baseball bounced up and over the wall for a ground rule double.
Ground rule double might actually have helped there.
Two-out pitch.
Preventing.
First is a strike to Ryan.
Munoz looked like he might have been able to make that into a triple if the ball hadn't bounced over the wall, so Chargers might have caught a break with that ball going over the wall.
So it'll be an 0-1 pitch from Stevens. He checks the runner and deals. Outside ball. Excuse me, it's not Ryan. It's J.C. Filippi.
3-for-4 in this game. A homer, a single, and a double.
Stevens looks in. 1-1, two outs. Looks at the runner. Steps off, back. Looks like the Malone dugout might have thought that was a balk. But umpire didn't think so. Two outs, 1-1 count. Runner on second. The pitch. Outside low. Ball two. So the Chargers are trailing the Malone Pioneers here in the top of the seventh inning. Last inning of play in today's doubleheader. Could be, if the Chargers can't score a run next inning at least. We got 2-1 pitch to Filippi. Stevens looks. He deals. Swing and a miss.
Stevens has very good swing and miss stuff. We'll be looking for him to get a strikeout here.
Two strikes on Filippi. Two outs. Runner on second. 2-2 count. And lateral step out. Stevens will step off.
Star in this game for Malone with three hits.
We're back. Stevens looks in. 2-2 pitch. He deals. Foul ball, back and out on the right. Chargers trail by one. Top of the seventh. Could be the last inning of play in today's doubleheader. The Chargers took today's earlier. Two outs, 2-2 count, runner on second. The pitch from Stevens. Ball in the dirt. It'll bring us to a 3-2 count. This is a huge payoff pitch for the Chargers, Graham. Two outs, 3-2 count.
It is. And with first base open and Filippi being the three-hole hitter, might not be a bad idea.
The payoff pitch coming from Stevens. He deals. Foul ball back on the right side. Indeed, a walk wouldn't be the worst thing in the world here, but you expect Stevens hopes to get this guy and get the Chargers back in the box.
Chargers get out to a 2-0 lead in the first inning.
Chargers trail the Malone Pioneers 3-2. Two outs, 3-2 count. Stevens looks in, checks the runner. The pitch from Stevens. Foul back again. We'll do it once more at least. Two outs, 3-2 count again on Filippi. Munoz at second. Stevens on the hump. The 3-2 pitch. Foul ball down the third baseline again.
Quite a battle here.
Well, Filippi is getting his money's worth. He's 1-for-3 today.
Chargers are shading Pastenaud over into right center.
Two outs. The 3-2 pitch from Stevens coming again. He deals. Strike three. Got him swinging. And that'll send the Chargers back to the dugout and back out for their last three outs to make some put some runs on the board. So the Chargers trail 3-2 after the Pioneers get a run this inning after a ground rule double. Chargers will come back. The bottom of the seventh, you're listening on WRFH, Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. On March 2, 1836, Texas declared its independence from Mexico and named David Burnett as its president and Sam Houston as its commander-in-chief. Mexico's president, Santa Anna, declared them revolutionaries and ordered them shot on sight. Because of their heroics, history has focused on the Battle of the Alamo, where superior Mexican forces eventually defeated its 189 defenders. But 6 weeks later, in a battle that lasted less than 18 minutes, Sam Houston's army attacked and defeated Santa Anna's forces at the Battle of San Jacinto, and the Republic of Texas was born. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at jeffersonmediagroup.com.
Welcome back to TFO Partners Field here in Hillsdale, Michigan at Glenda Hill Stadium. The Chargers trail the Malone Pioneers in the bottom of the seventh inning. This is the second game in a four-game set, the second in a doubleheader today. So this could be the Chargers' last three outs.
But this is exactly who you want to send to the plate if you're the Chargers. Tenuta coming up, bats 314. Millard after him and Shannon after him. These guys are on-base machines.
Hacklich's first pitch to Tenuta. Ground ball to the shortstop hole. Fielded by Baum. Throw over to first. It will just be wide. Pull the first baseman, Philip off the bag. And Tenuta's got a base, got a hit. And the Hillsdale has their first base runner of the inning. That'll bring Will Millard, the catcher, to the plate with a runner on.
You've got to wonder if Millard's going to be bunting here.
That could be in the cards. We've seen lots of bunting today.
Especially with Shannon and Landis coming up as strong extra base hitters. And Tenuta with decent... Oh, we have a pinch runner.
Pinch runner for the Chargers.
From Saline, Michigan, number 28, Augie Hutchinson.
Augie Hutchinson stepping onto first base in place of Tenuta. Again, the Chargers trail 3-2. Their tying runs on base, and their winning run is at the plate.
Hutchinson has good speed, a junior from Saline, Michigan.
Bottom of the seventh. Hacklich deals. The bunt coming. Popped. Foul back into the screen. The Malone coach is out of the dugout on the warning track on the third base side, pointing out his fielders to where they should be for their bunt coverage. Third baseman playing in on the grass. Shortstop and second in their usual spots, pinching for the double play. Oh, and the pickoff almost gets Hutchinson. That was a close one. A quick step off from the pitcher, Hacklich, even before he comes set, almost gets the Hillsdale pinch runner, Hutchinson, on first. The Malone dugout not a fan of that call. They thought they had him. No outs. One strike on Millard. Hacklich sets. He deals. Bunt on the first base side. That'll move the runner to second. The pitcher feels and flips to first. And they've got him for the first out. So Millard does his job.
Excellent bunt by Millard over there in no man's land between the pitcher and first base. Almost able to beat out the throw, actually, with the third baseman creeping in and needing to get Hutchinson over to second base. It was a good move to bunt it over towards the first base side.
So with one out, first baseman Will Shannon will come to the plate for the Chargers. He's 1-for-2 today. Hacklich looks in. Runner on second. One out. The first pitch to Shannon. High for a ball.
Chargers looking for a big hit out of Shannon here. At the very least for him to get on base instead of Jeff Landis. These are the two guys you want coming to the plate.
He's got a hit, a walk, and a fly out today. Hutchinson with a lead off second. They're not holding him. Pitch from Hacklich. Pop up on the first base side. That's in play, but in foul territory. Caught by the first baseman, Philippi. Two outs for Malone. And now the Chargers are down to their last out as designated hitter Jeff Landis comes to the plate.
Number 20, Jeff Landis.
So the Chargers trail the Pioneers 3-2 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Again, since this is a doubleheader, this could be the last out for the Chargers. Hutchinson on second. Hacklich looks in. His first pitch to Landis coming. Ball outside.
I wouldn't expect to see Pagelik throw anything good down the middle here.
The designated hitter is 0 for 3 in this game. Landis, the lefty, looks out. He's got one ball on him. Hutchison off second. The pitch from Pagelik. Strike over the plate. Malone, shortstop, is behind second base, holding Hutchison, the runner. The second baseman, Brown, is a few steps into the grass towards right field. Two outs. Runner on second. The 1-1 pitch. Pagelik steals. Ball outside. The breaking ball looked like it might come in through the back door and catch the corner, but instead stays outside in the left, in the right batter's box. And now we're up to a 2-1 count.
Shortstop giving signs out there, looking like they want to run some kind of pickoff play or something.
He'll deal the 2-1. Line drive into center field. It'll get down in the gap. That'll bring the Chargers' tying run home. Landis chugging towards second. He'll be in there with a stand-up double. The Chargers tie the game down to their last out. It's a 3-3 ball game here in Hillsdale, Michigan.
Beautiful double in the gap there from Landis. That's exactly what the Chargers needed, down to their last out. Landis, one of the highest slugging percentages on the team. They were looking for a big hit out of him, and boy, did they get it.
His first hit of the game is a stand-up double straight into the left center gap. And man, Graham, that ball was hit hard. Easily brought in Hutchison from second, especially with the pitch runner speed. So now there could be another substitution for the Chargers. Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Tie ball game here in Hillsdale, 3-3.
Now Zach Kent has an opportunity to potentially win it for the Chargers.
Landis will come off and be replaced by a pinch runner.
Number 14, Evan Faulker out there.
Now the left fielder, Zach Kent, will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today with a hit-by-pitch. Tie ball game, two outs, runner on second. He deals. Ball low. Pagelik will be behind the hitter, Kent, 1-0. The Chargers have their winning run on second base. They won earlier today. Can they do it again? The 1-0 pitch. Strike. Kent watches that one go by. It'll be a 1-1 count with two outs.
Kent's been a go-to late inning sub for the Chargers, so he's used to these late game situations.
1-1 count, two outs, runner on second. The pitch from Pagelik catches the corner on the outside. It'll be strike two, bring us to a 1-2 count on Kent. Again, Kent 1-for-2 today with a hit by pitch.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Pinch runner on second.
Pinch runner on second leads off. He's got a healthy lead. The pitch. Foul down the left field side. He just missed that one. Two outs. Runner on second. Chargers tied with Malone Pioneers 3-3. Bottom of seven. The 1-2. Outside just misses.
Good take by Kent.
Kent will take and live to swing another pitch. 2-2 count. Runner on second. Two outs. Tie ball game 3-3. Here comes the 2-2. Ground ball towards the shortstop. Chopper. Fielded by Baum. Throw to first. They got him. That will end the seventh. Tie ball game. But the Chargers tie the ball game up, stay alive. We are headed to extra innings. When we come back, we'll have free baseball for you coming from Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Telling the stories of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor.
Here's Jenna Suhita.
On February 10, 1970, near Phuoc Long, Vietnam, Specialist John Baca was setting up an ambush with his unit. When one of the tripwires detonated in the jungle ahead, a platoon was sent to investigate. Soon they came under intense enemy fire from concealed positions along the trail. As they prepared to engage the enemy, a fragmentation grenade was thrown in the midst of the patrol. Baca said later, at that moment, he thought of his mother. He'd called her only the day before, telling her that he was working in the post office, safe from action on the front lines. But with the lives of his friends hanging in the balance, Baca acted quickly. With complete disregard for his own safety, Baca used his steel helmet and his own body to cover the grenade and absorb the lethal fragments. His conspicuous gallantry at the risk of his own life directly saved the lives of eight men. For the extraordinary courage and selflessness he displayed on February 10th, 1970, Specialist John Baca was awarded the Medal of Honor. This is Minute of Honor on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're bringing you free Charger baseball from TFO Partners Field at Lenda and Glenda Hills Stadium. If you're just joining us, here's what we've got. A tie ball game in the top of the eighth inning. And it's extra innings because this is the second of a doubleheader in a four-game set this weekend. We start with a runner on second per rules. The Chargers will return Chad Stevens to the mound. So it'll be a pitch to Ryan. Pitch. Ball in the dirt. The Chargers were up. It was a tie ball game, 2-2. And then Malone took the lead in the top of the seventh, 3-2. The Chargers came back and tied it up last inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch with a runner on second. That's in there for a strike.
Interestingly, Ryan is not looking to bunt here. A lot of times you'll see teams come into extra innings starting with a runner on second base. No outs, they'll bunt him over, set up a sacrifice fly or something, but Ryan is not looking to bunt.
Here's the 1-1 pitch with no outs and a runner on second. Stevens deals. Ball outside. That'll bring us to a 2-1 count. The Chargers are playing their infield fairly close. Tenuta at third. He's playing close to the infield grass. Same thing with Shannon at first. The pitch from Stevens. High! It gets over the catch from Millar's head. The runner will head to third base, and that is not the way that Hillsdale wanted to start this inning. Bring us to a 3-1 count on the hitter Ryan.
I believe that's Hutchison at third. Or no, that is number two.
Well, it's not Tenuta. My apologies. Tenuta was subbed out for a pinch runner Hutchison last inning.
That is Caden Nowak at third base entering the game defensively.
Infield in. It'll be a 3-1 pitch. Stevens deals, ball low in the dirt, and that'll give Malone another base runner on first. Runners on first and third for Malone. No outs here and extra innings in the top of the eighth. The ball game is tied between Malone and Hillsdale. Again, this second game of a four-game set. It's today's nightcap after the Chargers took the first game of today's doubleheader, 3-1 earlier today. They could keep the sweep alive if they win today's game, but they're starting the top of the eighth in a suboptimal way. You know, my friend Bradley likes to say that the story of baseball is the story of life. You're just trying to get home. That's what each team is trying to do right now. Runners on first and third. No outs for Malone. Chad Stevens looking in. He'll face the hitter, Roberts.
Infield's in for the Chargers, except Jacek back at shortstop.
Maybe looking for the double play. The first pitch is a strike right in there. Bring us to an 0-1 count.
Looks like Jacek would have to take it himself on a double play with Turner playing so short.
Might be trying to cover it there. Ground ball to the second baseman, Turner. He goes to second. They get the first out, but won't get the guy at first. No throw from Jacek. Most importantly, the runner on third, Philip I, stays there. So they get the runner at first after a ground ball to Turner at second. Excuse me, they get the runner at second. The runner at first gets by without a throw. But most importantly for the Chargers, the runner on third, Philippi, stays where he is.
And now you'll see Turner play back looking for that double play.
The pitch, ground ball to the third baseman. Trying to get the guy at third, does not get him. Throw at first, not in time. The third baseman, Nowak, grabbed the ball on a quick chopper, saw the runner on third coming off the bag, and so tried to get him on a tag play. Didn't get him. The runner got back in time. And then Nowak's throw to first was late. And so instead of having anybody out, instead of having the guy on third or the guy on first out, it's bases loaded, one out, form alone, as they look to get one run here in extra innings.
Malone's coach looks to be calling a meeting with the base runners.
A conference of the Hillsdale infield on the mound, but a conference with the Malone pitcher, with the Malone hitters and runners over on the third base side. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the top of the eighth. Tie ball game 3-3. This is extra inning because it's the second game in a doubleheader. The Chargers are in a not ideal place right now. Bases loaded for Malone, just one out. Stevens on the mound for Hillsdale.
Cole Maley is the next scheduled hitter.
We'll see who comes up for Malone. It's a pinch hitter, Jordan Stevens, the outfielder for Malone.
Pinch hitting for Malone, number 26, Jordan Stevens.
Big situation for Stevens here. Stevens versus Stevens.
The pitch from Stevens to Stevens. In there for a strike. It'll be an 0-1 pitch with one out.
Interestingly, now Hillsdale brings the infield in for this batter, looking to get the guy at home.
The 0-1 pitch. Pop up in shallow right. Coming in, Sully will not make the play. Two runs will score. A late throw from Sully. That'll be two runs for Malone. Inexplicable. A little pop up into shallow right field. Sully comes in slowly, picks up the ball, holds it, doesn't throw it in. Malone gets two runs on the play, and now the Chargers trail 4-2.
It's almost like he didn't expect the runner from third to be going, and the third base coach saw that and just sent him.
That's right. I mean, that Malone runner didn't hold up at all. So now the Chargers are facing another batter, Floor. Ball low and in the dirt. Runners on first and second, one out. The Chargers trail the Malone Pioneers 2-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. Extra innings, free baseball here in Hillsdale. But it's costly hit for the Chargers.
They have taken a 5-3 lead.
The 1-0 pitch, strike in there. One ball, one strike on Diaz.
One out, runners on first and second.
The pitch from Stevens. Ground ball up the middle, fielded by Jacek. Steps on second, on to first. It's a double play. The shortstop gets the Chargers out of the inning, but not without damage. Stevens gives up two runs after a bloop hit to right field scored two runners on a bases-loaded play. So here in extra innings, the Chargers trail the Malone Pioneers by two runs. They've got to get those the next three outs, or it's over for Hillsdale. You're listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll be back with more free baseball after this.
This is The Making of America from the Jefferson Media Group. On March 2, 1836, Texas declared its independence from Mexico and named David Burnett as its president and Sam Houston as its commander-in-chief. Mexico's president, Santa Anna, declared them revolutionaries and ordered them shot on sight. Because of their heroics, history has focused on the Battle of the Alamo, where superior Mexican forces eventually defeated its 189 defenders. But 6 weeks later, in a battle that lasted less than 18 minutes, Sam Houston's army attacked and defeated Santa Anna's forces at the Battle of San Jacinto, and the Republic of Texas was born. This has been The Making of America. I'm Michael Emerson, and you can visit us at JeffersonMediaGroup.com.
Welcome back to Hillsdale, Michigan. We're bringing you extra innings baseball in this second of four games against the Malone Pioneers. Well, the Chargers not in a great spot right now. They trail the Pioneers 2-4 here in extra innings. They'll start with a runner on second after they give up two runs last inning. Coming to the plate for the Chargers, the right fielder Jacob Sully will face Malone pitcher. First pitch is a strike.
Salia Sr. from Otsego, Michigan. Decent power hitter, tied for the team lead in home runs, looking to do some damage here.
He'll face the Malone pitcher Paglich in his third inning. The 0-1 pitch, grounded to the second base hole. Brown grabs it, throws over to Filippi, and gets the runner at first. But the Chargers will move their runner on second to third. And now, the first out for Malone. Comes easily, but the cost of moving the runner over to third. So here comes the center fielder, Danny Passanol. He's the seventh hole hitter for the Chargers. First pitch is low for a ball. So with one out, runner on third, Chargers trail the Malone Pioneers by two in today's nightcap. 1-0. High and inside, ball two. Passanol 0 for 2 today. 0 for 2 with a walk. He looks out. Paglich looks in. The 2-0. Ball outside. And Passanol is ahead 3-0.
Zach Kent taking a good running lead over there at third base. Malone's infield is back, so it looks like they're willing to give up a run for an out here.
3-0 pitch. It's in there for a strike. It's a 3-1 count on the tying run. Passanol at the plate. Runner on third, the Chargers trail by two. One out. A 3-1 pitch coming. He delivers. It's a strike on the inside part of the plate. And now we're back. Now we're at a full count on Passanol. One out. A 3-2 pitch coming. Paglich delivers. Ground ball to third. Runner coming home. Throw over to first. They got him at first. So the runner scores from third base. But Malone gets their second out of the inning, and the Chargers trail 4-5 as their a-hole hitter, Aaron Jacek, the freshman, comes to the plate. So the Chargers trail by one. Two outs. That first pitch is high. Jacek takes it for ball one. Two outs. Nobody on them. The Chargers trail by one. Here's the pitch from Paglich. Fouled back into the screen. Be a 1-1 count on Jason. Chargers tied the ball game in the bottom of the seventh with an RBI double. Now here's the 1-1. Ball low. Jacek has shown some real plate discipline this game, but he is 0 for 3. Two strikeouts. 2-1 pitch outside. Ball three, and it'll bring us to a 3-1 count on the freshman shortstop, Jacek. It'll be a 3-1 pitch to Jacek. Paglich looks and delivers. That's in there for a strike. Jacek did not like that one. He thought it was low. Two outs, nobody on. Chargers trail by one in the bottom of the eighth. This could be the last pitch. The payoff pitch. Foul ball up and out over the first base dugout. We'll do it again. 3-2 pitch coming from Paglich.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs.
Extra innings baseball. The Chargers down to their last out. Two outs, nobody on. The 3-2 pitch. Paglich delivers. Pop up on the first base side. It'll be over the Charger dugout and will bring us back to a payoff pitch.
Jacek is putting up an excellent fight here. Full count. Does not want to go down.
If he goes down, looks like he's going down swinging. Jacek in the box. Paglich on the mound. The 3-2. Pop up. In foul territory on the first base side. First baseman under it. He makes the play. And that's the ball game. The Chargers drop this one in extras, 5-4 to the Malone Pioneers. That brings this series to a 1-1 even split. So that's all the Saturday baseball we'll get here in Hillsdale. After the Chargers came back, tied the ball game up in the bottom of the seventh, we brought us to extra innings. The Malone Pioneers got two runs last inning. The Chargers were able to get one this inning, but not enough. That brings us to the first Charger loss this series, and they'll look to come back tomorrow. Tomorrow's doubleheader here at Lenda and Glenda Hill Stadium.
That's right, Thomas. If the Chargers win both of their games in tomorrow's doubleheader, they will still have a chance to get back to .500 in conference play, so this could still be a big series for them. Important to bounce back tomorrow.
That's what's at stake here against the Malone Pioneers. If the Chargers win two games tomorrow, they're split at a 10-10 record in GMAC play. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Thomas McKenna here with Graham Kaufman. You've been listening to Charger Baseball on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. We'll see you here tomorrow for more Charger Baseball.
You've been listening to Hillsdale Charger Sports on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. Now back to our regular programming already in progress.